Wax led the way down to the basement, feet thumping on steps behind him as he was followed by Steris and Marcy. While the upper floors of the mansion were dedicated to Steris' hobbies and the various needs of his friends, the basement belonged to Wax, and he'd made some modifications. He'd begun pursuing metallurgy in the roughs, where the mining towns often had equipment to test metal purities and the like. He'd been surprised at how useful the hobby had turned out to be. For example, few criminals realized you could track their suppliers by testing bullet casings. In Ellendale, he'd expanded his curiosity tenfold. A basement full of metal samples, acids and solvents, burners, microscopes, and even a room with a forge and an anvil. It all reminded him of the roughs in a good way. Of Lessie laughing when he made a breakthrough. Of evenings spent folding metal like he was some ancient warrior making a knife meant to kill a god, rather than a novice trying to make a dining implement. Lately, he'd found electrolysis and plating fascinating, and his new electricity-powered spectrometer was absolutely brilliant. Together with the graphs representing the spectroscopic colors of various elements, it let him identify practically anything. How would Trellium react to that? Or to his acids, or to the magnets? The questions energized him. It was a kind of excitement he'd lost during his middle years. It was too pure. He hadn't been able to feel excitement about something so simple and enriching at a time when his life had been falling apart. He strapped on his goggles. Steris followed, putting on her own, then got out her clipboard. She handed him an apron, and he relented. He was wearing one of his nicer vests, though he'd tossed the cravat aside somewhere. Her own apron was more enveloping and thick, almost a flak jacket. He'd only recently persuaded her that maybe she didn't need two pairs of goggles at once. She could just order an extra thick pair. They set up at one of the tables, where Wax inserted the spike into a clamp to hold it steady.
"You two are adorable."
Wax shared a look with Steris.
"I don't believe I've been called adorable since I was Max's age."
"She should get her eyesight checked. Marcy, dear, I have goggles with corrective lenses arranged in the drawers to your right."
"I'm fine."
Steris pointed at the sign just above the doorway. "Goggles required." It had an asterisk and a scrawled handwritten note below, in crayon, that said, "Sept Wayne."
"It's a good rule. You know how things happen around us."
"Things?"
Marcy selected a pair of goggles.
"You mean explosions?"
"Not just explosions. Acid spills, fires, accidental weapon discharges. Though I suppose that one is technically a subset of explosion. How's the hardness?"
"Hard."
Wax tested the spike with various substances.
"Scratched by diamond, but barely marks corundum. Just above a 9.
"Noted."
"It's brittle, too. Not like harmonium at all, which is nearly as pliable as gold. Would you get one of the burners going?"
Steris lit a gas nozzle. Wax got a chip of trellium off and brought it over in a tungsten alloy bowl, then set it under the flame and watched carefully. The chip soon heated to white hot, but did not liquefy.
"Melting point is extremely high, over 2,500 degrees.
"Similar to harmonium. Try the electric melter?"
He nodded. The melter ran a powerful electric current through the metal in order to heat it beyond what the burner could manage. He'd had some luck with harmonium using this process. Unfortunately, although the little bit of trellium again turned white hot, it wouldn't even bend or stretch.
"Rusts."
Wax used tinted goggles to stare at the glowing bit of metal.
"This stuff is hard."
How was he going to make an earring out of it? Was he actually considering that? At the thought, he realized he didn't know the envelope was from him. Anyone could drop off something like that. He should talk to Harmony before doing anything foolish.
"Tensun says that the metals are the bodies of divinities. So-called god metals were the source of the mists back in anti-verdant days."
"So why weren't everyone's lungs burned? If I can heat this to over 3,000 degrees without it liquefying, then it must be extremely hot when vaporized."
"Perhaps these metals, unlike common ones, don't change states based on temperature, but on other factors."
Wax nodded in thought. Marisie leaned down beside the table, looking at the spike.
It's full of power. It's a hemallergic spike, so it's...
Invested is the term the Chondri use. It has taken a part of a person's soul through hemallergy and stored it, like a kind of battery for life energy.
Marisie shivered visibly.
It's kind of like a corpse, then?
A murder weapon, at least.
Steris turned off the burner.
Wax, when I was pulling this out of the cycle, he started ranting. The way Miles did when he died.
Wax looked up from his experiment.
What did he say?
He talked about men of gold and red, like Miles. And then he talked about starting the Ash Falls again, as in the Katasandra. Restoring the days of darkness and ash.
Impossible. The land just isn't set up that way anymore. The ash mounts are either non-existent or stilled. There isn't the tectonic activity to cause another ash fall.
Are you sure?
He hesitated and shook his head.
When Harmony showed me Trell's influence enveloping our planet, even he seemed baffled. Our world and our god are basically 3.5 centuries old. There are things out there that are far, far more ancient, far, far more crafty.
Wax turned off the electric current machine.
So we catch up?
Steris wrapped her pencil against the clipboard.
What's next?
Admittedly, she did look adorable in her oversized goggles and military-caliber vest over her tea gown. He also noticed his cravat sticking out of the pocket of her dress.
Spectroscopy. Let's burn some flakes.
Wait. You couldn't get it to melt. How are you going to burn it?
He took a file to the clamped spike, catching the shavings on a piece of thick cardstock.
Most metals will burn, Marcy, if you can get the pieces small enough and can apply enough oxygen. We've managed it with harmonium, even though we couldn't melt it fully.
That's strange, isn't it?
Indeed. But we are, as has been noted, talking about the bodies of gods.
He set up the spectroscope and managed to burn some flakes, using the oxygen line to take some readings. Then he heated a piece again to get it to emit light waves and took readings on that. The machine made a pen move on a piece of paper, like a seismograph. Only here, the highs and lows represented frequencies of light. Those patterns of light corresponded to different elements. In this case, strangely, he got a straight-across line, a full spectrum. Though at the end of the spectrum, in the red, the machine tried to send the line higher than the maximum, which shouldn't have been possible for all that he'd seen it once before. He unscrewed the pin holding the arm in place on the paper and reran the machine. Again, a full spectrum at maximum. Into the red, where the pin on the arm swung out and off the paper with a jerk.
Seems proof it's a god metal.
Indeed.
Someone tell the dumb Connor what's happening. How is this proof of anything?
It's complicated. Each element has a kind of signature, represented by the wavelengths it releases when heated. It's basically a way to identify elements and compounds, like using fingerprints to identify a person.
And this metal somehow projects a full spectrum, as if it were made of pure white light. But it also has something strange happening in the red, as if it has a light beyond what the machine can calculate or read.
I've only seen something like this once before.
From harmonium?
Yes.
He shook his head.
In dealing with these metals, so many things seem to break the laws of physics. I feel like I'm experimenting with something dangerously beyond our understanding.
Should we move to the safe box?
Probably wise, particularly since the next step is to put some of these shavings into acids.
The safe box was Steris's name for the small reinforced box they'd built into the back wall. 3 feet square and 3 feet deep, it was made out of aluminum and steel, with a single safe-like door on the front. That door had a small plate of very thick glass at the top so you could look in. This contraption could take a grenade without trouble and had handled an etmetal water explosion before. Harmonium, etmetal, was highly unstable. You needed to keep it in oil as it tended to react even to the air. Since they couldn't know how Trellium would respond to his acids, Wax set everything up inside the box, then latched it closed. From there, he could use some thin arms on gears inside to tip a little bit of Trellium into each of the 10 flasks of acid and 2 flaks of a base. Harmonium wasn't affected by acids, but maybe this metal would be. Anything to give him more of a foothold, help him understand. As he worked, Marcy walked over to the wall where Steris and he had pinned ideas, experiments, and thoughts regarding harmonium. Rusts. The oldest of these were over 5 years old now. Wax found it depressing to realize how little progress they'd made.
All of this.
Marcy read the notes.
I don't think I've looked at it closely before. You're trying to split it.
She spun toward him.
You've been trying to divide harmonium into its base metals? You're trying to create atium.
He looked back into his viewer, continuing to dump flakes into the acid.
Not just atium, loracium too? That's the metal that... It created Mistborn. It's explained in the records left by Harmony. Allomancy entered the world because the Lord Ruler gave loracium to some of his followers who burned it and were changed. Those first mythical Mistborn, they held incredible power. You're trying to replicate that.
No, I'm trying to see if it can be replicated.
All these years, and you never told me why you kept needing Etmetal? I thought you were trying to figure out how to make airships like everyone else.
We've barely made any progress.
Wax finished with the acids and turned away from the safe box.
But Marcy, don't you see? The set is devoted to restoring the ancient powers to people. They'll use eugenics, hemallergy, anything. So if it's possible to make loracium again, we need to know about it.
You still could have told me.
I wanted to have something useful to show first.
Wax walked over to join her, passing Steris, who was fiddling with the trellium spike. Beside Marcy, he looked up at the wall of pinned ideas again, remembered how thrilling it had been when first working on harmonium. Getting some trellium to play with had awakened that again, but now, staring at this board, he remembered the rest of the experience, the slow, steady realization that he wasn't going to crack this particular puzzle. He'd worked on enough hopeless cases to realize when one was growing cold. He was a hobbyist, not an expert. He'd shared his notes with the people at the university, and they'd thanked him, but had plainly already made the same observations. If a breakthrough with Etmetal was going to happen, it would come from those dedicated scientists working to build Elendel, its own airships, allomantic grenades, and ferrochemical medallions. He would probably have to turn the trellium spike over to them. He'd have his fun for a few days, but this was too important to keep from the real experts.
Waxillium, you should come look at this.
What?
The trellium spike is reacting to the harmonium.